안녕하세요. 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취자 여러분, 저는 이번 주 진행을 맡은 강영우 기자입니다. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm 강영우 and I'm here with our copy editor, Brawley.
Hi everyone. Good to be back.
So Brawley, how have you been?
I've been great, and I actually was on the podcast last week, so hello to everyone who's been keeping up and happy to be here again.
Twice in a row, I see.
Yeah, last week we talked about how it's raining. And I believe it's still raining. So happy rainy season to everybody. Hope you have your umbrellas.
For sure, for sure. It's still raining. And more importantly, we've got a big surge in the number of COVID-19 patients as of late. We're actually recording this on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And as of yesterday, the number of daily new infections hit the highest since the COVID-19 outbreak in South Korea.
Yeah, we hit a record high.
So the situation is getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
And we are definitely keeping our masks on during this.
Yes, we are. Hopefully we can see numbers start going down again and we can get back to where we were just a few weeks ago. But for the time being, we have to be extra careful and kind of make sure we're keeping safe.
Definitely, for sure. 오늘 저희가 준비한 두 가지 이야기 중 첫 번째는 한국 정부가 외국인 우수 인재를 유치하기 위해 거주 비자 발급을 조금 변경한다는 그런 계획을 발표했다는 내용이고요. 두 번째 기사는 한국에 사신 분들은 아시겠지만 국민 소셜미디어, 페이스북과 인스타그램이 있기 전 누구나 모두 가지고 있었던 싸이월드, 미니홈피의 주인인 싸이월드가 돌아온다는 소식입니다. So we will get started with the first article, and Brawley, will you read the first article for us?
Sure. South Korea to tweak visa policies and welcome more foreigners. South Korea plans to change parts of its visa policy to allow more skilled foreigners into the country in a bid to tackle its declining population and aging society. The plans were unveiled Wednesday at a regular briefing held by the Ministry of Justice. According to the ministry, the government plans to lower qualifications to obtain long-term residency, or a F2 visa, for talented foreigners in promising industries that require support on a national level. Exactly which industries are to be included in the category has not been decided yet. The Justice Ministry is also considering to create a new residency visa for remote working foreigners in IT and other cutting-edge technologies. There were also plans to allow E9 visa holders, or foreign workers in manual labor, to stay in the country. In South Korea, foreigners in fields like fishing, farming, manufacturing, and other labor-intensive jobs reside under an E9 visa. If the person meets government criteria, an E9 visa can be changed into an E74, or a non-professional visa, which guarantees long-term stay.
Thank you, Brawley. Mm-hmm. 오늘 첫 번째 기사 바로 제목부터 보시겠습니다. South Korea to tweak visa policies and welcome more foreigners. I didn't put tweak in our article, but what do we mean by tweak?
Yeah, tweak is another word for change. It's usually making small changes. Tweaks are usually small changes.
So, tweak은 우리나라 말로 하면 비틀다. 그래서 살짝 조정하는 걸 빗대어서 비틀다는 겁니다. 헤드라인의 뜻은 한국이 비자 정책을 살짝 수정하는 거예요. 그리고 외국인들을, 더 많은 외국인들을 환영하기 위해서 이 행동을, 이 결정을 내리는 겁니다. 첫 번째 문단 바로 가시면 South Korea plans to change parts of its visa policy to allow more skilled foreigners into the country in a bid to tackle its declining population and aging society. In a bid to.
Yep, in a bid to, I think another way we could say in an effort to, this is the, they're making a announced effort or plan to do something. So in a bid to, you could also use it to say, in a bid to attract more customers, the movie theater is giving away free tickets.
Can we say in order to instead of in a bid to? Or do they sound a little different?
Yeah, I guess you could say the nuance might be a little different, so I would be a little bit careful. But yeah, it's similar.
So, in a bid to는 뭐뭐 하기 위해, 뭐뭐를 위해라는 뜻이고, 그럼 뭘 하기 위한 거냐? It's declining, in a bid to tackle its declining population and aging society라고 하면, 여기서 tackle은 뭐뭐를, 뭐뭐와 씨름하다, 뭐뭐를 대처하다, 이런 내용이라서, In a bid to tackle its declining population and aging society, 그러면 이 declining population을 먼저 알아야겠죠. What do we mean by decline?
Decline means to go down. So the population in Korea is slowly declining. So we're trying, South Korea is thinking about finding a way to tackle or to fight against this issue of the declining population, population decreasing. And so they're trying to change some of its policies.
줄어드는 인구, 그리고 고령화 사회. Mm-hmm. 그러니까 인구 감소와 고령화 사회에 대처하기 위해, 그러니까 이 인구 감소와 고령화 사회를 어떻게든 이겨내기 위해 한국이 이제 비자 정책의 일부를 변경해서 더 많은 숙련된 skilled foreigners, 숙련된 외국인들을 입국시킬 그럴 계획을 가지고 있습니다. 실제로 Korea started seeing the number its total population go down like for the first time since last year.
Yeah, last year was the first time that we saw that.
그래서 5,100 몇만 명까지 올라갔다가 it started going down slowly and it's continuing to go down.
Right.
여튼 그래서 인구 감소와 외국인 고령화 사회에 대처하기 위해 좀 더 숙련된 외국인 인력들을 유치하기 위해 비자 정책을 바꾸려고 하고 있어요. The plans were unveiled Wednesday at a regular briefing held by the Ministry of Justice. Unveiled?
Yep, unveiled, come out, released, shown. Those are all different words we could use.
And unveil comes from veil.
Uh-huh.
What do we know about veils?
So a veil as a noun, a veil is something that you use to cover your face. It's just a cover.
덮개. Don't we say it's a veil when we talk about bride?
Yep, bride when she's getting married wears a veil on her head, so it's covering her head.
그렇죠. 결혼식에서 봤을 때 그 베일이라고 얼굴 가리는 덮개 그거에서 이제 파생된 단어고 그럼 unveil 그러면 그 덮개를 벗기다.
Mm-hmm.
그래서 정부의 이런 계획이 발표된 거죠. 그러니까 덮개를 벗겼다는 게 발표 알려졌다, 발표됐다는 거고 수요일 날 법무부에서 하는 정례 브리핑에서 이렇게 발표했다는 겁니다. According to the ministry, the government plans to lower qualifications to obtain long-term residency. Obtain?
Obtain is just another word. A very easy way to say is get. To get something.
그럼 여기서 obtain은 얻다 또는 이제 입수하다. As Bradley just said, get으로 충분히 대체될 수 있습니다. 이 상황에서. 뭘 얻냐? Long-term residency. Residency?
Residency is someone, the ability to live somewhere. So if I say I am a resident of Seoul, it means I am living there. That is where I reside. That's where I'm living long term. So residency is just, is that.
그렇죠. Residency를 제가 여기 뽑은 이유는 이제 거주, 사실 단어만 보면 그렇게 어렵진 않은데 we can say resident, as Bradley just said, he's a resident of Seoul.
Yep.
그럼 서울시의 거주자이고
right.
We could also say reside as in 여기 산다. 나는 right. 여기 거주한다. I reside in 사당.
Right.
그럼 저는 사당 근처에 사는 거죠. So long-term residency, 이 장기 체류 거주 자격을 이제 얻기 위한 거죠. Or F2 비자, F2 비자라고 부르기도 하고 누구를 위해? For talented foreigners in promising industries. Promising industries?
Yeah, this is an interesting phrase. So promising industries is, it's a phrase that the Korean government is using. Promising means it shows hope or it shows the ability that it might grow or create a large economy around it. Not exactly sure what the intention is here, but promising means that it's It promises, or it looks to be growing.
It's got a bright outlook.
Or valuable.
Mm. It's got a bright outlook?
Yeah, a bright outlook, yeah.
그 promising은 이제 유망한, 뭐 장래가 촉망되는, 뭐 he's a promising talent.
Yes.
그러면 이 사람은 진짜 장래가 촉망되는 재능을 가진 사람인 거예요.
Yeah. Literally promising means like what you're saying, a bright outlook. It yeah. looks good. Because this is a phrase that's being used within this government context, we don't know exactly. It's kind of maybe intentionally vague. We're not totally sure. Yes, promising generally means it looks like it will be good or it has a good future.
그렇죠. 그러면 유망한 산업들인데 이 유망한 산업들이 뭐냐? that require support on a national level. 그럼 국가 차원의 지원이 필요한 유망 산업에 이제 재능 있는 외국인들을 위해 장기 체류 자격인 long-term residency, 장기 체류, 장기 거주 자격인 F2 비자를 얻을 수 있는 자격 qualifications lower 그러면 낮추려는 그런 계획을 가지고 있다고 합니다. 법무부에 따르면 according to the ministry. Exactly which industries are to be included in the category has not been decided yet. 그러면 정확히 어떤 산업이 이 카테고리, 이 범주에 포함되는지는 아직 결정되지 않았다는 거고요. Broly, do you have a working visa in Korea? I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do. I have one in order to work at the Korea Herald. So yes, I have a visa. And you know, visas are very important for many different reasons, obviously. From experience, I can say sometimes the rules and qualifications, they change quite often. So you have to really be aware of what's going on. So that's why this news is quite important, because qualifications for different types of residency can change pretty often.
그래서 이런 법무부에서 나오는 소식들에 좀 관심이 한국에서 일하고 싶으신 분들이라면 you could pay attention to our news articles.
Yes.
Per se.
For sure.
자, 다음 문단으로 가보시면 The Justice Ministry is also considering to create a new residency visa for remote working foreigners in IT and other cutting-edge technologies. Remote working foreigners?
Yeah, so remote working is a phrase we've seen a lot in the past year because of the pandemic. So remote, doing something remotely is doing something from afar, from maybe not exactly where it is. So if I'm working remotely, when I say that, I'm working remotely this week, it implies that I'm working away from my office. I'm working either at home or I'm working away from where the work typically is held. But there are some people who are remote workers and they do their work always from home or wherever. They're not in a central location. And in this case, they're considering a new residency visa for remote workers. So people who can get residency here in Korea, but they're working remotely. So maybe their job is in a different country, but they're choosing to live here.
그래서 방금 remote는 우리말로 하면 이제 원격에 또는 외진, 먼 이런 뜻인데 여기서는 진짜 원격에 멀리서 떨어져서 하는 거고 지난 1년 반 넘는 시간 동안 저희가 코로나 이후로 we've been forced to work mm-hmm. remotely from mm-hmm. time to time. 이제 집에서 재택근무를 하거나 이럴 때도 다 we're remotely working from
right.
home.
And I was just going to say that as well. We might have heard the phrase work from home. Working from home and remote working are synonyms, but I would say that working from home falls into a greater category that is remote working. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
그러니까 원격으로 일하는 건데 재택근무라는 범주가 재택근무를 하면서 꼭 원격이 아닐 수도 있죠. 어떤 일을 하면. 근데 원격 근무는 진짜 말 그대로 저기 멀리서 업무를
yeah.
You're not physically there to work.
Right.
그러니까 물리적으로 거기 있지 않아도 뭐 원격으로 일을 할 수 있다는 게 remote working이고
yeah. With the internet we've seen not just because before the pandemic as well there's a pretty large rise in jobs that you can do remotely. So you don't necessarily just need to log in and work with the team over the internet and There's even the rise of what we call digital nomads, people who, you know, have remote jobs and they're traveling the world while they're also working. So maybe 3 or 4 days a week they work and the rest of the time they travel and go to different places. So
방금 브롤리가 말한 것처럼 인터넷의 발달로 진짜 전 세계 어디서든 언제든 사실 장비만 있으면 무슨 일이든 할 수 있는 시대가 왔습니다. 그래서 이 And these remote working foreigners, 원격으로 일하는 외국인들이 어떤 분야에서 일하냐? In IT, and other cutting-edge technologies. Cutting edge?
Mm-hmm. Cutting edge, another word we could use is innovative. It's just, you know, the newest, ahead of everyone else. That's what cutting edge usually means.
So cutting edge는 최첨단, 최첨단의 정도의 뜻으로 알고 계시면 될 것 같고 굉장히 자주 쓰이는 표현입니다. It's a very frequently used expression.
Definitely.
So new, I mean, it means new technologies, basically. 근데 cutting edge 그러면 it sounds more like innovative.
It does, yeah.
뭔가 더 있어 보이죠, cutting edge라 그러면. 그래서 알아두시면 좋을 것 같고 이 문장 보시면 The Justice Ministry is also considering to create a new residence visa for remote working foreigners in IT and other cutting-edge technologies. 법무부는 또한 IT 및 기타 이제 첨단 기술에 종사하는 원격으로 근무할 수 있는 외국인들을 위한 새로운 체류 그 거주 비자를 만드는 것을 고려하고 있다는 겁니다. 여기서 리모트를 제가 한 번 더 짚고 넘어갈게. 한국에서 그 콩글리시 단어 중 많이 알려진 게 리모컨이라고 하죠. I think it's a shortened version of remote control.
That's correct.
Remote control 원격으로 조정하니까.
Right.
Like TV remote control. 그래서 리모컨이라고 이제 하지 마시고 뭐 say remote or remote control이라고 생각하시면 될 것 같습니다. There were also plans to allow E9 visa holders or foreign workers in manual labor. Manual labor?
Manual means with your hands.
그래서 so, 말 그대로 수동, mm-hmm. 손으로 하는 거. 그 뜻 플러스 이제 국내 단어 뜻으로 봤을 때는 육체 노동에 여기서는 manual labor 그러면 몸으로 이렇게 힘써서 일하는 그런 육체 노동에 종사하는 외국인 노동자들의 국내 체류를 허용하는 E9 비자에 대한 계획도 좀 가지고 있었다는 겁니다. 그리고 마지막 문단으로 가시면 In South Korea, foreigners in fields like fishing, farming, and manufacturing and other labor-intensive jobs reside under an E9 visa. Manufacturing.
Manufacturing is work that makes things.
말 그대로 제조업입니다. 이 제조업, 뭘 만드는 거죠.
Right.
뭘 만드는 일을 이야기하는 거고
And it's other, actually, it's interesting here. So manufacturing and then the previous word we highlighted, manual, both of them have manu in there and making things or using your hands. That's an interesting little Latin there. This is making things. And so this is either making something with your hands, manufacturing, just making things.
방금 브롤리가 말한 것처럼 영어 단어를 이제 보시다 보면 앞이나 이제 비슷하게 생긴 아이들이 있습니다. 그런 애들은 의미가 they're similar.
They
비슷비슷해요.
Are. For sure.
그래서 만약에 어떤 단어를 보셨는데 살짝 모르겠다 싶으면 앞뒤 문맥과 이제 생긴 거 보고 어느 정도 유추하실 수도 있다는 거. 여튼 제조업. 그러니까 한국에서는 어업, 이제 농업, 제조업 및 기타 labor intensive jobs. Intensive?
So intensive it kind of looks like the word intensity. So it's just It requires a lot. So in this case, labor intensive, it requires a lot of labor, hard work.
Intensive는 집중되는, 타이트한, mm-hmm. 이런 거라고 생각하시면 되니까 labor intensive가 이렇게 붙어 있으면 노동 집약적인으로 해석하시면 됩니다. 그래서 한국에서 이제 어업, 농업, 제조업 및 기타 농협, 노동 집약적인 일자리에 종사하는 외국인들은 나왔죠. Reside. Residency, resident, reside.
Correct.
이런 외국인 종사자들이 살고 있어요. 뭐에? Under an E9 visa. E9 비자라는 것에 체류를 하고 있습니다. 국내에서. If the person meets government criteria. Criteria?
Yep. Criteria is another word we can say rules.
Standard?
Standards. Correct.
Government criteria는 정부 기준입니다. 뭐 정부 표준 기준이라고도 할 수 있고. An E9 visa can be changed into an E74 or a non-professional visa which guarantees long-term stay. 그럼 마지막 문장은 어떤 분이 이제 정부 기준을 충족하는 거예요. 그러면 E9 비자가 E74 비자로 바뀔 수도 있고 E74 비자는 비전문 비자로 변경될 수 있어서 이게 장기 체류를 보장할 수 있다는 거죠. So there you have it. And Brawley will read the first article for us once again.
South Korea to tweak visa policies and welcome more foreigners. South Korea plans to change parts of its visa policy to allow more skilled foreigners into the country in a bid to tackle its declining population and aging society. The plans were unveiled Wednesday at a regular briefing held by the Ministry of Justice. According to the ministry, the government plans to lower qualifications to obtain long-term residency or a F2 visa, for talented foreigners in promising industries that require support on a national level. Exactly which industries are to be included in the category has not been decided yet. The Justice Ministry is also considering to create a new residency visa for remote working foreigners in IT and other cutting-edge technologies. There were also plans to allow E9 visa holders or foreign workers and manual labor to stay in the country. In South Korea, foreigners in fields like fishing, farming, manufacturing, and other labor-intensive jobs reside under an E9 visa. If the person meets government criteria, an E9 visa can be changed into an E74, or a non-professional visa, which guarantees long-term stay.
Thank you, Broly. We appreciate it. 그럼 바로 두 번째 기사로 가도록 하겠습니다. 두 번째 기사는 Psyworld Comes Alive Again. 한국 청취자분들에겐 굉장히 흥미롭고 신나는 기사 소식이었을 것 같은데요. Psyworld가 다시 되살아난다는 겁니다. 제목만 봤을 때 Comes Alive Again, 되살아난다. So Broly will read the second article for us right now.
Let's do it. Psyworld Comes Alive Again. Psyworld, the dominant social networking site here before the era of Facebook throughout the 2000s, was set to reopen Monday evening, with many in their 30s and 40s ripe with anticipation to revisit their past. With nearly 32 million members at one point, Psyworld was the uncontested champion of social media here, as the country's younger generation spent hours decorating their own pages and digging up information about other people. Major companies and universities eventually blocked access to Psyworld to stop employees and students from spending too much time there during working or school hours. Following the arrival of the iPhone in Korea in 2009, however, Psyworld slowly gave way to Facebook and others that ran mobile services, and even suffered a massive data leakage incident in 2011.
Thank you, Broly. 자, 아까 제가 너무 흥분해서 제목을 먼저 읽어버리고 브롤리에게 본문을 읽어달라고 했는데 여튼 Psyworld Comes Alive Again, Psyworld가 다시 되살아났다는 소식이고 바로 첫 번째 문단부터 보시겠습니다. Psyworld, the dominant social networking site here before the era of Facebook throughout the 2000s. Dominant social networking site?
Yeah, dominant. Another way we could use is kind of strong, the strongest player or the most widely. In this case, it's mean widely. It was the biggest player in this market here in Korea. So the dominant social networking site.
그렇죠. Dominant는 우세한, 가장 지배적인. So can we say ruling? The ruling social networking site?
Not really. I guess it's the ruling social networking site. Or that means, but that would imply that overseeing something, so it's not totally.
Ruling은 안 되는 걸로.
Yeah.
자, dominant만, 그럼 dominant 우세한, 그러면 가장 우세한 소셜 네트워킹 사이트였어요. 여기 한국에서, Psyworld가. 근데 before the era of Facebook throughout the 2000s, era,
and it means just a time period.
Era는 시대라는 단어입니다. 그래서 알고 계시면 자주 나오는 거니 좋을 것 같습니다. 그러니까 페이스북의 시대가 도래하기 전에 2000년도에 Psyworld가 한국에서 가장 우세하고 지배적인 소셜 네트워킹 사이트였는데 이게 was set to reopen Monday evening. 월요일 저녁에 재오픈을 앞두고 있었어요. With many in their 30s and 40s, ripe with anticipation to revisit their past. Ripe with?
So ripe with, especially this phrase, ripe with anticipation, it means to be really excited. Ripe with is kind of implying a certain type of intensity. So the ripe with anticipation. To be totally honest, off the top of my head right now, maybe I should have done a little bit more research, but off the top of my head right now, ripe with anticipation is usually where we see ripe with. I'm not sure. I can't think of anything right now where we say, but ripe with anticipation is like a phrase that people commonly use.
Anticipation은 기대니까 ripe with는 일단 우리나라 국내 사전에서 찾아봤을 때 의미는 뭐뭐로 가득한, 뭐뭐로 가득 찬. 그러면 여기서는 많은 사람들, 30대, 40대의 많은 사람들이 기대로 가득 찼어. 기대에 꽉 찼어. 뭐 하려고? To revisit their past, 그들의 과거를 다시 방문한다는 기대감으로.
Yeah, just to go back to what I was talking about, ripe with could be also, another way you could say it is full of anticipation. Just another way to kind of show that people are super excited about it.
Full of는 말 그대로 가득한 건데, can you explain what ripe is?
Yes, so the word ripe means ready, at its peak. So we usually talk about food that's ripe, ripe fruits. So we could say that, or like the tomato is ripe, the apples are ripe. That means it's the time you should eat it.
그러면 그 토마토나 상어가 딱 알맞게 잘 익었다는, 딱 먹기 좋은.
Correct.
그래서 여기서 ripe는 그러니까 완전 익어한 상태인 거죠. 기대로 가득 찬 30, 40대들이, including myself. 자, 두 번째 문단. With nearly 32 million members at one point, PsyWorld was the uncontested champion of social media here as the country's younger generation spent hours decorating their own pages and digging up information about other people. With nearly 32 million members. Nearly?
Yep, nearly. And especially in journalism, we use nearly a lot because we like to have you know, solid numbers. So 32 million, maybe the number wasn't exactly 32 million. Maybe it was 31,780,000. So we kind of round up. So to show that we're, it's almost 32 million. So we're using nearly 32 million.
So 거의, mm-hmm. 거의라고 생각하시면 되고, 그러면 거의 3,200만 명의 회원을 이제 어떤 포인트에 가지고 있었던 한때.
A lot of people.
A lot of people, given that South Korea's population is about 50 million.
Yeah.
인구의 60% 이상인 거죠. 싸이월드가 그러니까 한때, at one point 한때 거의 약 3,200만 명의 회원을 보유한 was the uncontested champion. Uncontested?
Yeah, uncontested, it means there was no one else that posed the challenge. There was no one else that was coming, that challenged them. They were, and we could use this uncontested word also. It comes up a lot in uncontested elections. So if you have an election and there's only one candidate, we call that an uncontested election. And we could say the candidate won uncontested.
경쟁이 없는 거죠. Contest 그러면 경쟁이고 uncontested니까 경쟁이 없는. Mm-hmm. 그럼 경쟁이 없는 챔피언이라는 건 그만큼 적수가 없었다는 겁니다. 싸이월드가 그만큼 한때는 진짜 소셜미디어의, 한국의 소셜미디어의 왕이었죠. As the country's younger generation spent hours decorating their own pages and digging up information about other people? Dig up?
Yep, digging up is to find. It kind of implies that it's difficult to do. So you're looking, you're searching. You might dig up some stories from someone. So you're asking a lot of people, oh, have you heard this? Have you heard that? You're digging for information. You can also say, maybe if you're in a library and you're trying to look for some stuff and you're digging through the books to find different things.
Dig up 그러면 캐내다, 이렇게 파내다, 꺼내는 그런 거를 의미하는 단어라서 이제 한국의 젊은 세대가 몇 시간씩 쓴 거예요. 뭐 하면서? Decorating their own pages. Mm-hmm. 자기 이제 미니홈피 꾸미면서 그리고 다른 사람에 대한 정보를 캐내면서 이제 다른 사람 like how we visit other friends' pages on Facebook and Instagram nowadays. PsyWorld's mm-hmm. mini homepage allowed that mm-hmm. before the era of other social media. 저도 I was one of them.
I was going to say, you know, PsyWorld a little bit before my time living here in Korea.
Ah, and so, right,
and,
right.
And PsyWorld didn't really have a major impact outside of Korea, so I wasn't very familiar with it younger when I was younger, but when around the same time... Hyungwoo and I are the same age, actually. around the same time that PsyWorld was big here, I'm from the U.S., and there was a social network called MySpace that was very similar to PsyWorld, according to what I've heard from other people, and everybody had a profile. You can link up with your friends, write some blogs on there as well. So it sounds very similar to my experience with MySpace.
Right. I personally created my MySpace account in 2007.
Yeah, that's probably around when I had mine, 2006
and
or 7.
And at the same time, I had PsyWorld account too.
Oh.
So I thought when I was making my MySpace account, I was like, this is just like PsyWorld.
Oh, there you go.
So anyways, those were two big social media back in the days.
Back
now
the
they're
day.
Gone.
Definitely.
Anyways, 세 번째 문단으로 가시면 major companies and universities eventually blocked access to PsyWorld to stop employees and students from spending too much time there during working or school hours. Major companies and universities. Mm-hmm. Major.
This means big, large, powerful.
주요한. 주요 기업들과 주요 회사와 대학들이 eventually.
Over some time, It took some time. Maybe they didn't do it right away. But once they saw that people were spending hours at work or during class on this, they eventually changed their rules over some time and they blocked access to it.
그래서 eventually는 결국 또는 결과적으로.
And I totally remember when my high school blocked access to MySpace. They did the exact same thing.
사람 사는 데는 다 비슷합니다. So, yeah. 그래서 주요 이제 기업들과 대학이 결국 이제 사이월드에 대한 접근권을 Oh, I just explained what access is. What's an access?
Access is the ability to use.
그렇죠. 접근입니다. 그래서 접근권. If you see no access, that means you are not allowed to
use it, go in. Yeah.
그래서 access는 접근이니까 이 문장을 보면 주요 기업들과 대학이 결국 이제 사이월드에 대한 접근권을 block 막아버렸어요. 왜 막았냐? To stop employees and students, 그 직원들과 학생들을 못하게 하기 위해서 뭘 못하게 하기 위냐면 from spending too much time there during working or school hours. 사이월드에 하루 종일 일하는 시간에 학교에서 계속 너무 많은 시간을 보내고 있으니까 아예 그냥 그 접속을 막아버린 겁니다. Following the arrival of the iPhone in Korea in 2009, however, Cyworld slowly gave way to Facebook and others that ran mobile services and even suffered a massive data leakage incident in 2011. Following the arrival of the iPhone?
Yeah, so after. This is another word that, I mean, a more simple word, following the arrival, so after the arrival.
Following 뭐뭐의 다음에, 뭐뭐를 뒤따라, 뭐뭐 이후, 방금 프로리가 말한 것처럼 after이랑 완전히 여기선 interchangeably 쓸 수 있습니다. 아이폰이 한국에 2009년에 상륙한 거죠. 도착한 이후 이제 여기서 however가 앞으로 해석하시면 됩니다. 그러나 2009년 한국 아이폰 출시 이후 싸이월드가 slowly 천천히 gave way to
give way it means it implies kind of it became slowly got weaker and weaker and then If you think about like a dam, the water push, and if it gave way, it means it opens up, it loses its strength and gave way, it broke down, or a hole opened and made the dam, the water go through. So giving way means you kind of lose your strength.
그럼 give way는 뭐뭐의 굽히다, 또는 뭐뭐로 이제 대체되다인데, 여기서는 싸이월드가 천천히 이제 굽혔어요. 누구한테? 페이스북이라는 거대한 소셜미디어에게. And others that ran mobile services. 다른 이제 소셜미디어, 그 모바일 서비스를 하던 소셜미디어들에게 또 밀리기 시작한 거죠. 제가 처음에 give way라는, when I first saw the expression give way to blah blah blah, I felt like I was going in a certain, like going on a path, and I was giving my way to someone else. So it made so much sense of how, like they say, give way to something. 여튼 그 제가 방금 말한 것처럼 제가 어떤 길을 가고 있는데 제 길을 내주는 거니까 서서히 이제 뭐뭐에 굽힌 거죠. 뭐뭐에 밀려난 거죠. 그렇게 외우시면 도움이 될 것 같고. And Cyworld even suffered a massive data leakage incident. Leakage?
So a data leak is kind of the phrase that was common here, which means when we talk about the internet, the data, information, and somehow it was released. It got out. A leak in a pipe is there's water coming out of it. A leak in any number of things having to do with water means that there's a hole. So a data leak means there's a hole and it's becoming public.
데이터 유출이죠, 여기서. 그래서 leakage 자체는 누출, 유출, 새어나감. We could say gas leakage.
Yep, a gas leak as well, correct.
그래서 알고 계시면 좋은 단어일 거. 그래서 싸이월드가 2011년도에 대규모 데이터 유출 사고까지 이제 겪으면서 고통받으면서 서서히 다른 소셜 미디어들에게 밀려났죠.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as with a lot of things, with the rise of smartphones, a lot of our there was definitely internet culture before that, and it was very based on desktop computers in places that we went to go visit. So Cyworld was dominant here. Once more and more the iPhone, but other smartphones became more common here in Korea. Facebook was a little bit more prepared to be to work well on mobile environment. Cyworld wasn't, and it looks like Facebook came out ahead.
그렇죠. 싸이월드가 as we all know. 싸이월드가 이제 어떻게 보면 패배했다고 볼 수 있는데 아까 본문을 보시면 한때 진짜 3,200만 명이라는 엄청난 수의 회원을 보유했던 것만큼 싸이월드를 많은 사람들이 했고 거기에 이제 자기 사진 또는 뭐 글 서로에게 이야기한 것들이 남아 있어서 So it got people excited that upon like hearing the news that Cyworld was actually coming back mm-hmm. and it was set to open on July 5th mm-hmm. but it got postponed to for a month.
Yeah.
그러니까 Cyworld가 원래 7월 5일에 오픈하기로 했는데 이제 오픈 재오픈 시점을 한 달 정도 미뤘습니다. Mm-hmm. 왜냐면 해킹 이제 보안에 대비하기 위해서라고 밝혔고 그래서 지금 저희가 이 팟캐스트를 업로드하는 시점에 싸이월드는 It has not come back yet.
Mm-hmm. It's on the way.
보고 yeah. 있습니다.
It's probably smart of them to push it back for security reasons though because if they're coming back, a lot of people are going to be excited about it. They don't want it to lead to a major issue.
Yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Good job.
여튼, 자 그러면 Brawley will read the second article for us once again.
Cyworld comes alive again. Cyworld, the dominant social networking site here before the era of Facebook throughout the 2000s, was set to reopen Monday evening with many in their 30s and 40s ripe with anticipation to revisit their past. With nearly 32 million members at one point, Cyworld was the uncontested champion of social media here, as the country's younger generation spent hours decorating their own pages and digging up information about other people. Major companies and universities eventually blocked access to Cyworld to stop employees and students from spending too much time there during working or school hours. Following the arrival of the iPhone in Korea in 2009, however, Cyworld slowly gave way to Facebook and others that ran mobile services, and even suffered a massive data leakage incident in 2011.
All right, thank you ever so much. So, how was it?
It was good. I learned a lot today. I learned a little bit about Cyworld. I'm definitely going to be interested in seeing how my friends react to when it comes out and see what they do with it. And as I'm someone who lives here on a visa, I'm always interested in changes of rules and regulations and criterias for visas here in Korea. It's a very important for a lot of people.
오늘 브롤리와 함께 저희 법무부가 이제 정부에서 외국인들 좀 더 능력 있고 스킬 좋은 외국인들 유입을 위한 비자 체류를 변경을 고려하고 있다는 그런 내용과 싸이월드가 돌아오려고 했다는 뭐 지금 돌아오지 못했지만 두 가지 내용 다뤄봤고 I hope you enjoyed our podcast today.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
그러면 저희는 이번 주는 이렇게 마무리하겠고 코로나 상황이 점점 심각해지고 있으니 한국에 계시거나 또는 해외에 계신 분들이라도 코로나 항상 조심하시고 always keep your hygiene.
Yeah, yeah. Wash your hands. Stay distant. Stay home if you can. And let's see if we can get over this together as we have in the past. So we know how to do it at this point.
네, 그러면 모두 코로나 힘든 시국이지만 힘내셨으면 좋겠고 저희는 다음 주에 다시 만나도록 하겠습니다. Goodbye.
Stay safe.